The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Thanks very much, Kingy. Yeah, well, Scully, I suppose the perception from outside is that, you know, you come up here to the Gold Coast, you're top of the ladder, you're taking on a lower side, that perhaps a complacency can slip in. How hard is it to keep the boys focused on the job at hand?
Oh, look, hopefully not that hard. Our guys are super professional, and our build-up's been really good this week. So, but we do need to go out there and perform tonight, so that'll be the real test.
And you're doing so without Patrick Dangerfield, obviously. How's his ankle at the moment?
Hopefully it's okay. Look, hopefully he'll be back in next week, but not 100% sure on that. So the guys that have come in tonight and guys are going to be on ball more time tonight just have to step up in his absence.
Matthew, thank you for joining us. Kingy up in the K-Rock box along with Benny Kess and an old favourite of yours, Darren Buick.
Yeah, Boris, love him.
Scarlo.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah, very well.
What have you liked about the Gold Coast this year? What you've watched of their edits and the like? They're 3-6, but that record almost belies how well they've been playing.
Yeah, I think they're really good around the footy. What I've been really impressed with, I've watched a bit of their defence and their back line. I think they've set up really well and been quite hard to score against at times. So I've been really impressed with the young defence, how they're working together and playing the right way. So huge challenge for us tonight.
Their avenues to goal have been Sexton and Wright. Is it Blitzarves to Wright and potentially Collegeasny to Sexton?
Yeah, it will be, yeah. Sexton's a really good player. I say him this week. If he was playing at a bigger Melbourne club, he'd be up there with one of the best forwards in the competition. Really good goal kicker, good athlete. So Collegeasny, O'Connor will get the role on him, and with Wright, Blitzarves and Harry Taylor will share that role. So they've got some great young forwards, all really high draft picks. All over the ground, so yeah, dangerous team.
Obviously, Matty, different with you coming up interstate to Gold Coast here. What's the routine? What's your schedule leading into the game for the players? Some come up different times, and you still have all your meetings and the training run up here.
Yeah, it's pretty flexible with our program, mate. So a lot of our players came up 2 nights ago and spent a couple of nights up here, got a bit of sunshine. So we most of us come up yesterday. We travelled to the ground and had a bit of a kick around, had a meeting and a walkthrough out on the ground, had some meetings back at the hotel, and pretty flexible. Like, we trust our players a lot that they can come up here and do the right thing and enjoy their time away from the club.
So no official comes up with them
No, they come up, and it was most of the backline guys come up and had a dinner, and it's great for them to get away and do something different. But like I said before, we have enormous trust and faith in our players that they'll do the right thing, but we do need to perform.
Scarlo, Benny Kess, what a couple of areas. Obviously, the start's been fantastic, but obviously always things to work on at this level. What's a couple of areas where, you know, you think you need to make some improvement?
Yeah, look, our centre bounce work was a little bit off last week. I think they got it out of the centre bounce probably 8 or 9 times more than we did, and they probably scored a couple of easy goals. So hopefully we can fix that up, and our contested ball numbers, first possession numbers, we're a little bit off last week as well. So hopefully we can fix up our stoppages a little bit, get the ball in our front half, and it's a little bit slippery out here tonight, so it might be quite hard to exit. So it's going to be a territory game. So we hopefully can win that.
You didn't slip up with the defenders on Wednesday night, did you? Show them a couple of haunts?
I did get invited, but I didn't want to cramp their style, the old fire. So no, I didn't, mate. I come up yesterday with the majority of the team.
You
so.
Must have thought about it for a couple of minutes.
Oh, I did, yeah. I thought about a couple of hours. It would have been fantastic, but look, those guys, I think Hendo's travelled up with the squad, and Hendo's the self-proclaimed king of Gold Coast, so he took him out somewhere.
The discussion over whether it was Radigalia or Fort to play that second role as second ruck in the key forward this week, Scarlo, was that a conversation that went for long, or was it a chance to
long
give
one.
Us up?
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, it went for a long debate in the match committee room, that's for sure. So, look, Forty was outstanding last week, and we just thought he deserved another opportunity. So hopefully he can mark a few balls forward tonight and also be really competitive in the ruck.
Being an old South Bowen boy, I'm guessing you're pushing hard for him.
Oh, 100% Forty. I'll get him in every week. But look, his performance deserved another shot tonight. He was awesome last week.
So Clinton Wells could be playing next week.
Oh, I'm trying to get him on the list. He's just a bit old. Wells, he reckons.
whose story have you enjoyed watching this year, Scarlo? Who's a player who you've sort of, you know, you've taken to and you've thought he's making real strides in his AFL career this year?
Oh, they're all over the ground for us. Like, in the back line, Mark O'Connor's been unreal, and like the emergence of Tom Stewart and Collegeasny, all these guys, Jack Henry as he runs past me, Gary Rowan's into me. Like, him, he's a prime example as well. Like, he's been unbelievable for us. Tommy Atkins, seen him play and try his guts out in our VFL team for years and years, and finally get an opportunity and he's making us such a better team with him in our forward line. So we've got some great stories this year, and hopefully he can keep going.
Is it a different vibe at the Geelong Footy Club in 2019?
It is, yeah, and obviously winning helps that. I just feel we're getting more of a contribution over the whole team. And we're not relying on our, I guess, three or four marquee players as much as we used to. So I think we've seen that with Joel out of the team. We're still able to perform and win, and hopefully tonight without Paddy we can do the same. So it feels like we've got more of an even spread, and those guys are getting some great recognition, which is fantastic.
Last week, Matty, against the Bulldogs, we did the game, and the team went through sort of transit. They'd have a good 5-10 minutes and then allow Bulldogs in the game, and we noticed at three-quarter time the coach was fairly animated in his discussion with the players. Have you addressed that this week, and what did you put that down to?
Yeah, it was a little bit like I spoke about before. Our stoppage work was a little bit off at times last week, and we just allowed the Bulldogs to win the footy really easily and tight, and then they're hard to stop with the way they play. They flick the ball around with handball, so we fixed that up. We felt we had a really strong last quarter. Hopefully we can take that into this week, but we haven't played a perfect game this year. We think we can get much better, which is exciting.
What was Charlie Constable sent back with to the VFL with a message to do?
Well, Charlie's just got to do the stuff that he does really well, like win the footy and use the footy really well. So there he's two great strengths. He can find the ball, but the next part's just using his hands and his kicking skills to an elite level, which he can do. So he'll be back there working on that, and he'll get back in our team at some stage.
Yeah. Was there any impact on him being, I suppose, on the edge of the team, you know, being out and being in? Does that mess with the player?
Oh, look, some it would, yeah. Some would like to know early in the week, but, I mean, it's not always perfect for these guys that are on the fringe. So I think he was happy to get an opportunity last week, but I'd say most players would like to know early in the week, but it's not always the case.
Yeah, absolutely. Jordan Murdoch, obviously, probably with some intel that you hope he doesn't pass too much on, but things have changed a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he was a very good player for us and a ripper bloke, so hopefully he goes okay tonight, but not too good. I think he'll play down back. He's been doing some good jobs down there. We know he's really dangerous with his speed, so hopefully he doesn't get too much of the footy.
You haven't let 40 and Stewie know that South Barlin got rolled?
They lost, did they? Yeah. Stewie was telling me today, I think, well, we or they were up by four goals, and then it was St Mary's, wasn't it?
Yeah,
St Mary's. So Jack Henry will be up and about, so good on him.
Scarlett, always good to talk to you. We wish you the best of luck tonight.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.